the Matt Bubala Show, Radio 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. Bright start to your day. Sun's already starting to come out. It's getting a little brighter outside already. By the time we're heading home at 5, it's going to be out and bright. It's crazy. But it's already starting to get dark, a little bit darker every day. By what, like a minute, Laura, every day it gets darker?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But your perky music woke me up.
It's
Thank
funny.
You for the perky
You're very
music.
Welcome. Yeah, you got a half hour to go. Well, what time are you on?
No, I'm on until 5:30, I think.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I won't know until somebody else comes in
bad.
And they go.
Yeah, hopefully
yeah,
somebody else shows up.
But then I have to go to
up.
Another job. So, and I'm going to stay in my deck. It's a busy day.
So wait, you're going from here directly to another job?
Actually, I'm
and then
going
home
here
to stay in your deck?
To stay in my deck. And then I'm going to go to another job at 10 a.m. because I just feel like it's a waste of time to try to sleep.
You're going to go home at 5:30 in the morning and start staining your deck and then head to another job?
Uh-huh. That's right. That's the plan. We'll see how that goes. And then I got to be back here, I think, at midnight. But I'm not positive. I know I'm going to be back here tonight. That I know.
I'm just going to say, Laura, I say a good hour and a half nap.
Well, sleep is for losers. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
You might be dead if you don't get some sleep.
I'll be okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be real loopy tomorrow night. Though.
Yes, you will.
Are you working overnight tomorrow?
I'm not. I only do the one night. I'm not crazy enough to do two.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have Mr. Plyer here to keep you entertained throughout the evening.
Or maybe I'll keep him entertained.
Well, you might if you're going on no sleep, that's for sure.
I'll be loopy
All
for
right,
sure.
Well, stay safe.
All right.
Make sure you're careful as you're staining.
Okay.
All right. So there's a gentleman named Adam Sultan, and he is an adventure guy. He does crazy stuff all the time. And his latest adventures, he's going to go around the world in 80 ways. He's going to work 80 different jobs. Mostly he's going to be working voluntarily. And he's going to learn different cultures and do things like that. And he is going to, I believe, ride a bike around the world. Let's hear more about it. He joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Hello. Good to speak to you.
It's good to speak to you. Where are we speaking to you at? Where are you located?
I'm from London, and I'm actually still in London. I had a launch event here last Saturday for the Ride the World project, and I'm actually going to be leaving. Well, something came up, and as you were just talking about my 80 ways around the world, one of my friends has just bought a double-decker bus, and he needs a hand gutting it out to make it into a work, a co-work living space. So I'm going to be lending a hand on the bus project next week, so that's delayed my actual departure from London.
Hold on,
Adam. Kicking off one of my 80 ways around the world.
Hold on. So you're doing this whole trip, 80 ways around the world. It's going to take you 5 years. You're delaying it because a buddy bought a bus and he needs help fixing it up.
Correct.
Well, I don't know whether to think you're the most helpful guy in the world or just crazy. How are you delaying this trip that's a five-year trip because this dude bought a bus?
Well, it's not every day your mate buys a bus, right?
I hope not, I guess. But he's converting this double-decker bus into a home and office?
Yes, and not just for himself. There's a community in London called the Yes Tribe, and we're quite adventurous, and we like to, you know, work together on different projects, help each other out. And normally we go on a weekly camp out, whereas now we've got the flexibility to just hang out on a bus if we want to and work on our projects.
Well, that sounds cool. You won't get to use the bus for about 5 years, though, if things go according to plan, right?
Yeah, this is it. He bought the bus maybe 6 weeks ago, and I was like, no way, you bought the bus just as I'm leaving. But I've managed to schedule in a day next week to go and lend a hand.
All right, so tell me a little bit about this trip you're going to do. You've done other big things for charity before that involve adventure and travel, but now you're planning on riding a bike around the world. Is that right?
That is right. I had a friend a couple years ago. She rode her bike around every state in every U.S. state.
Okay.
And she came back with so much enthusiasm for her adventure. And I was leaning towards an adventure. I just wasn't quite sure what it was going to be. And then I thought, you know what? Why don't you just ride a bike around the world? And honestly, it made sense. It sounds crazy, but it made sense in my mind to cycle around the world.
Well, I it is crazy, but it does sound really cool, like the ultimate adventure. Now, normally when people do something like they're going to row a boat from Japan to the U.S. or they're going to ride the bike in all 50 states, there's some way that they've raised money to, or they're raising money to make them able to do it. And usually these are like maybe the craziest ones or a 6 month adventure. If this is for 5 years, how are you supporting yourself during that time?
So I've known for nearly 2 years this is what I want to do, and I was actually I've just been listening in to your latest chat, and I used to work night shifts as well.
Excellent.
And yeah, so the past couple of years I've just been saving up each month, putting a little bit aside, and I'm going to be on a really tight budget. So most of the time I'm going to be wild camping. There's networks, couch surfing, warm showers where hosts, local hosts will pick you up. And it's not just, you know, about getting a free night. It's about meeting the people as well, where for me, that's one of the most important parts of travel is meeting the locals. They'll tell you all the little secrets. Quite often, especially on a bike, they'll tell you nice routes to go along. And yeah, the majority of my money is just literally going to be spent on food. I don't need too much else.
Yeah. And you'll work along the way, but mostly doing voluntary jobs?
Right. So 3 summers ago, I was out in Madagascar with a charity, Seed Madagascar.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a huge impact on me in terms of just seeing the effect of deforestation. I was on a conservation program with them, and I felt like it really just hit home, the effect. But also, that, you know, if you work together with the local communities in these countries, you can have a positive influence on the future of the world.
Are you hoping
I'm going to be fundraising for them.
Yeah. You're going to raise money for a bunch of different charities, or is it all going to one?
So there's 5 charities. Each one of them, I have a personal connection, I feel. And yeah, it's just about, you know, some are UK-based but have online services, a cancer support charity, for example. Mm-hmm. I caught up with them recently, and they had their most successful year internationally on their website last year. And then there's charities where you'll be based in Southern African countries, getting bikes out to less advantaged communities, where a bike's a difference between work, education, healthcare, the essentials of life, really.
And how are you asking people to donate? Is it like by mile that you ride on the trip, or just make a donation to support the cause?
Yeah, I mean, just at the moment, it's just a donation on virginmoneygiving.com, Ride the World. And that, you know, I don't want to put pressure on, you know, myself or a donor to say, you know, a mile or a dollar.
Right.
We'll just see how it goes.
I understand. So if people want to donate or find out more about donating, virginmoneygiving.com/ride the world.
And the website where everything is just adamtsultan.com.
AdamTSultan, SULTAN.com to find out more. I have to ask you an odd question, because we just spoke with a professor from the UK an hour ago about Brexit. Is that oddly going to affect you as you try to go from country to country?
Well, that's another reason I held back my departure day. I felt it was important to vote. And I mean, the effects, I don't think we're still going to be in for 2 years, I believe. So in the short term, you know, it's definitely, in my opinion, a negative thing. But I don't think it's going to affect me in the short term while I'm traveling through Europe. But, you know, who knows the long-term effects.
Might have trouble getting back home in the end.
Maybe I won't go back.
Well, let me ask. So what is the most exciting part of this trip that you have planned? What's a crazy thing or ultimate adventure that you'll have as part of this 5 years that you're really looking forward to?
So with France on my doorstep, I've often overlooked it when I've been traveling. And I've got a friend who's half French, and we went to her parents for New Year's 6 months ago. And just driving through France, I was in awe of just how beautiful France is. So I'm going to take on the 2014 Tour de France, simply because it actually started in England and had a stage through London. So it's the only one I've actually been to see. And I just thought, you know what, I was thinking, oh, which way should I go, which way? Why not just follow the most iconic cycling race in the world?
Yeah. I didn't realize that the Tour de France map isn't the same every year. It actually changes every year?
Yeah, so they normally launch it in a different country. And, you know, for 1, 2, or 3 stages, then it gets back into France And then it will always finish in Paris, but the route changes each year, and, you know, can be anywhere in France.
Did I see also that you're going to ride your bike up the Himalayas or something crazy like that?
Oh, yeah. So I love the mountains, but the only, like, huge range that I've explored so far were the Canadian Rockies. And I just feel like, why not? You know, what a way to experience mountain life by traveling from one end to another. So who knows, you know, I've got a friend who has traveled through the Andes, so I'll certainly be calling on them for tips.
Yeah.
But it can be done.
And do you know somebody in each place you're planning on going? Will you have something set up? You're not just showing up in a town in some foreign country going, hey, I'm a dude riding a bike around the world. Can I hang out here for a while?
Quite often that might well be the case. I've actually, through contacts and everything, they generally say that the less people have, the more willing they are to give you something. I had a dude who just kayaked down the Amazon, and he literally said, we just rocked up in this tiny little shanty town, and the parents moved all the kids out of the bedrooms so this dude could just have a bed. So, you know, the world's a good place most of the time.
And you'll just count on kindness a lot.
Right, kindness of strangers.
Do you think you really will be doing this for the next 5 years?
Sometimes I think about it and I think, oh, you know what? Maybe after 2 years, I'll just start pedaling fast every day. And then sometimes I think, and it could, you know, be a 10-year project, might be a lifelong project. You know, I've already, because my mates bought a bus, I'm like, okay, I need to hang around for another week just to lend a hand on the bus. So now I'm thinking that could happen quite often.
That is very interesting. Well, it's going to be a great adventure. We're going to keep your number, and we'd love to check in. Will you have, like, a satellite phone or something? Will you be able to stay in touch with the world?
I'd love to give you a call back at some point.
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, hopefully I'll be in Chicago one day.
That's right. Do you know where you'll be in the U.S. when you're getting to the U.S., or is it not exactly planned out yet?
So I've got a rough idea to cycle from the tip of South America to Alaska along the West Coast, and then wind my way back down through Canada and the sort of Central of the United States, in possibly finishing in New York. I just don't know yet.
Yeah, excellent. Well, we'll stay in touch. Hold on. Let me have you talk to Shantae a little bit more so she can make sure she has all of your information. His name is Adam Sultan. You can find him at adamtsultan.com, S-U-L-T-A-N, adamtsultan.com. And if you want to donate, virginmoneygiving.com/ride the world.